amputated limbs, paralyzed spines, traumatic brain damage. These are the kinds of injuries some Haiti earthquake victims are dealing with, maybe for the rest of their lives. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer has this story on a local nonprofit group that is heading to Haiti tomorrow to help victims adjust to what could be lifelong disabilities.
Clamps, Allen wrenches, scissors, that's an air pump for the air hose. We use it to blow the dust off us because we use a lot of plaster of Paris.
Frank Shirley runs what's called the Brace Shop at Milton Hospital. It's a small basement workshop that makes orthotic braces and prosthetic limbs for people with amputations and other injuries. He says the equipment here is pretty much the same as at the orthotic and prosthetic lab where he volunteers in Haiti.
Same machinery, drill press, workbenches, grinder in order to sand the socket or the braces to the right size. It's loud, too.
Each year for several years, he's been going to Haiti for a week at a time to help Haitians with missing arms and legs, injured limbs, and other disabilities. He goes with Boston Healing Hands, a local chapter of a national nonprofit group called Healing Hands for Haiti. Tomorrow, Shirley and 17 other people from the local chapter, which he started, are flying to Haiti on their own dime to make free prosthetics and orthotics for anyone who needs them. They'll also do free rehabilitation therapy.
A lot of the crush injuries, they'll have the limbs that don't function well. They'll have a drop foot, which is a generic term for the ankle not being able to rise up. They'll have weakness in the whole left side or upper extremity.
It's hard to get an accurate count of how many people were injured in the earthquake. But Shirley says even before that disaster, the need for artificial limbs and physical and occupational therapy was huge every time he went down to volunteer.
The people would line up outside at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'd still be working 10 o'clock at night.
The clinic in Haiti, where volunteers from Boston Healing Hands usually work, was destroyed in the quake. Most of the equipment was saved, though, and it's now in an 18 by 50-foot tent. Right there, on the spot, some volunteers will fit people for new limbs and braces, they'll hand out donated canes and crutches and wheelchairs, and they'll help people learn to walk again. Amputations are just one type of disability this nonprofit deals with. Gail Buck coordinates volunteers for Healing Hands in Haiti, the national parent group, which helps with all kinds of earthquake-related medical problems. I reached her in Haiti on her cell phone.
Traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, peripheral nerve damage from being caught in the rubble and not being able to move for days and days until rescue.
She says some of those patients are almost totally helpless.
A spinal cord injury patient may have pressure sores or injuries all over their body, but they're not going to feel them to know that there's potential life-threatening infection.
So therapists will help them become as functionally independent as possible. They'll also train Haitian medical workers to do exactly what they do. That way, once the U.S. volunteers leave, the Haitians can keep providing the same care on their own. Judy Keith is a retired physical therapist from Quincy Medical Center, who's president of Boston Healing Hands. She says even though many injured Haitians are finally being helped by doctors and nurses and surgeons, longer-term care is harder to find.
Physical therapy and occupational therapy, speech therapy, orthotics and prosthetics, that's what we're providing, that thin layer of medicine that they are not getting.
And that type of volunteer work, she says, will be needed for years to come. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.